Hello and welcome to the healing session, Good Grief, Healing After the Passing of a Loved One. My name is Karen Abrams. I'm a Master Theta Healer and will be conducting this session with you today. Remember to say yes out loud whenever I offer you a download, as long as it's something you want, so your subconscious can make the changes for the healing to occur. If you need more time than is given to process any download, just pause the MP3 and wait for it to complete, and then resume this recording. And also know that you can use this recording over and over again, and based on where you are in your own grieving process, we'll get different things from it every time. So you ready to begin? Great. Is it okay if I come into your space? This means I'm going into the Theta meditation. Here I go. You may feel a tingling in your head going down through your body. If you don't feel anything, that's okay, because as long as I'm witnessing it, it's happening. Just let that go through. To begin this session, I'd like to make sure that you have all the basic downloads that are going to help you accept any healing that you receive. So here we go, and remember once again to say yes out loud. Would you like to know who you are from God's perspective? Great. And would you like to know what unconditional love from God's perspective feels like? Good job. And would you like to know what God's definition of unconditional love is? Okay, I'm just watching that come through your body. Would you like to know God's definition of joy? Say yes out loud. And know what joy feels like. And would you like to know what it feels like to be completely loved from God's perspective? Good. And would you like to know how to unconditionally love yourself from the inside out and know what that feels like? Good. Would you like to know God's definition of what it feels like to be completely healthy? Okay, watching that happen. And would you like to know God's definition of what it feels like to be completely safe? Great. Would you like to have God go back to the first time and any time after that, whatever lifetime, whatever level that you decided that you were unworthy of God's love, and have God change that belief in all of those places and bring it forward to now? All right. I'm just watching that go all the way back to that first point and all the other points in there and watch God just snap God's fingers and change that. Change that energy. Change that belief. So that you are now worthy of God's love. And would you like to know what that feels like to be worthy of God's love? And let that come through your body here. Would you like to know what it feels like to be completely healthy from God's perspective? And let's watch that go through here. Great. Okay. Ready to begin the main part of the healing. Would you like to know God's definition of death? Watch that come through you. And would you like to know God's definition of transition? Watch that whoosh through your body. Would you like to know God's perspective on why this death occurred? Just let that come through. And to know why, from God's perspective, this transition occurred. Okay. Would you like to know God's perspective on what you're meant to learn from this death? You just feel that energy come through you. And see what comes in. You may see a picture, you may see a color. Nothing may occur to you till later on after the session is done. But just allow this energy to come through you. And would you like to know how you can process this with grace and ease? There we go. And know that it's possible to process this death with grace and ease. And know what it feels like to process this with grace and ease. There we go. Good. And to know how to allow yourself as much time as you need to process this with grace and ease. and know what that feels like. Good job. Good job. Would you like to have God relieve you of the shock you are feeling because of this death? Watch it leave your body like it's steam out of a grater. Would you like to know how to live without that shock and know what that feels like? Would you like to let go of the trauma caused by this death? And would you like to know how to live without this trauma? I'm just going to let that go for a little bit. Just feel that leave your body. Just watch it leave like it's black smoke. And would you like to know that it's safe for you to come back into your body now? There we go. And would you like to have God's perspective on being in denial about this death on some level? There we go. And would you like to know God's perspective on what you were meant to learn from being in denial about this death? Here we go. It's coming through. And would you like to know that it's safe to come out of this denial about this death? And to know that you're safe without staying in denial about this death? And to know who you are from God's perspective, being in God's truth about this death? Good job. All right, here it comes. It's coming through. Would you like God's understanding on the resentment you have towards God because of what happened? There we go. And would you like to release the resentment you have towards God for this person dying? Okay. And would you like to know God's truth on the belief that God caused this death? All right. Would you like God's understanding on the hatred and anger you have towards God because of this death? And you may have processed through a lot of this, but just remember, whatever level you're at, even if it's just a speck left, wherever you are, God will take care of this in this healing session for you. Would you like to release this hatred and anger you have towards God? There you go. And watch that leave your body like black smoke. And going towards the sky. There we go. Good job. That's coming out of you. I can feel it. I'm feeling it on my back. Would you like God's understanding? Here we go. Of the rejection you feel towards God because of this death. Good. And would you like to release that rejection you have towards God? And feel that leave your body. Good going. Would you like God's understanding that death is one type of healing? There we go. And would you like God's perspective on the resentment you carry towards this person for dying? And remember, once again, you may have worked through this. This may have never occurred to you. But on whatever level you're at with it, God will just find that for you and help you lift that out when you're ready. And would you like to release the resentment you have towards this person for dying? There we go. It's really coming out. And like we said before, it's important that if you need more time to release the energy through these questions, through these downloads, that kind of thing, that you just pause this, and when you feel like it's complete, play it again, okay? And it will just continue from there. Okay. Would you like to release the resentment you have towards this person for dying? And would you like to know that this is possible? There we go. And would you like God's perspective on the anger and rage you carry towards this person for dying? There And would you like to release that anger and rage you have towards this person for dying? And to know that you still love them without holding on to this anger and rage. There we go. Okay, nice. That's just gently lifting out of your body. Now, would you like God's understanding on the resentment you feel around this person leaving you? And feel that coming into you. Good. And would you like to release your resentment towards this person for leaving you? Now, your resentment comes from your kidneys. So if you want to know where to picture that in your body, that's where you do that. Understand that when you're letting go of any type of resentment, you're cleaning your kidneys out. You're cleaning your filter. There you go. Would you like to know from God's perspective what will happen if you let go of this resentment now? Good. And would you like God's understanding on the anger and rage you feel around this person leaving you by dying? Okay. And would you like to release the anger and rage you have for this person leaving you by dying? There we go. Just feel that leaving your body. This is very powerful stuff. Feel that energy releasing. Would you like to know God's perspective and understanding and the belief that they left you? There we go. There we go. And would you like God to heal the abandonment you feel because of this person's death? There we go. And what happens when we do a healing is, and you'll hear me say it in a different way sometimes throughout this healing, that you exchange soul fragments. Whenever somebody hurts you in any way, or you hurt someone else, a little piece of your soul goes to them, and a little piece of their soul comes to you. And when we do the healing, what happens is all of those soul fragments that don't belong to us go up to God. God cleans and washes them, and then they're returned to our proper owners here. So you get yours back and they get theirs back. And that's what's happening here. So all that abandonment you're feeling because of this person's death, getting back all your soul fragments from that experience, cleaned and washed by God. So in a sense, you're being renewed and understanding the truth on this person abandoning you through their death. And would you like to release your anger and your rage towards God because this person died? There you go. It's not as big now. There's still a lot, but it seems like we're letting a lot of the air out of the tires here, which is a good thing. Would you like God's truth on the belief that God took this person away from you? That one's pretty big. And would you like to release the trauma from the abandonment that you feel because of this person's death? There you go. And release the shock from the abandonment that you feel because of this person's death. Whew. Take a breath in through your nose, out through your mouth. Do it again 2 more times. There you go. Thank you. Maybe you have a glass of water nearby. Take a drink of water. Pause this if you need to. And then begin again. Or, excuse me, resume. Here we go. If there's somewhere inside of you that feels responsible for this person's death, wherever that is, even if it's the smallest, tiniest, teeniest piece, would you like God's truth on that? Here we go. Okay. And would you like to release this responsibility now and give it to God? And pull all the hooks, cords, and attachments you have to feeling responsible for their death. And let those go to God's light. There we go. Good job. And would you like, let them just still watching that. Here we go. All right. And would you like to relieve yourself of the guilt that is associated with feeling responsible for this person's death? And would you like to pull all the hooks, cords, and attachments you have to the guilt and send those to God's light too? There we go. Nice work. Nice, nice work. Okay. And would you like to relieve yourself of the blame that is associated with feeling responsible for this person's death? Say yes out loud, and let's also have God pull the hooks, cords, and attachments you have to that. Get this blame and send them to God's light. And is it okay if God shows you that in fact you do love this person without holding on to those feelings of responsibility, to those feelings of guilt, and to those feelings of blame? Thank you. Good job there. Good, good job. It's really coming out of you very nicely and very gently. Okay. Would you like to have God's understanding of your relationship with this person? There we go. And would you like to know what you were meant to learn on a soul level from this relationship? There we go. Nice. And would you like to know what you were meant to learn by choosing to have this person in your life on a soul level? This is from God's perspective. And would you like to learn that now with grace and ease? And would you like to resolve this relationship of all of its difficulties, of all of its complexities, so everything can fall into place from God's perspective? And would you like to, we're just going to watch that for a second. There we go. Just imagine everything falling into place. Okay. And would you like to forgive this person for whatever happened in the relationship? And forgiveness, from what I understand from Theta Healing, is that it's about letting go of the pain that somebody else has caused you or that you have caused yourself. So it has a different meaning than our collective consciousness meaning. Okay? So when we say forgive this person for whatever happened in the relationship, you're letting go of the pain that they may have caused you, either consciously or unconsciously, for this whole relationship. And now let that go. There we go. Nice. That's beautiful. And just watch all of that, fly off your back. Let it just release to God's light. There you go. However long this relationship was, it probably was longer. It probably started before this lifetime. And this is just an evolution of it. Okay, here we go. And would you like to forgive yourself for whatever happened in the relationship that you may have done that was conscious or unconscious? There we go. Nice work. Nice work. All that pain is leaving your body, sending it to God's light. Good job. Okay. Now we're going to talk about vows. And when people take on vows, this may have been something that was very unconscious, might have been from a past life, but It's an agreement, you know, it's a promise to do something whether you want to or not. So there's only a few of them here, but when we have vows to take care of people or to save them or whatever they are, they're a drain on our body. We can always choose to do those things. That's a conscious thing where all of your effort is behind it. But when we have vows, it feels like we're being pulled by a force that is not our own, and it's very draining. So that's what I'm talking about here. Would you like to complete and finish all the vows you have to take on this person's energy in order to heal him or her? Just watch those complete and finish. There we go. Whoa, okay, there it is. And would you like to complete and finish all the vows you have to save this person? That'll help that. It'll help you a lot. And would you like to have God complete and finish all the vows you have to take care of this person? There we go. This is good. This is really going to help you with your boundaries. Would you like to complete and finish all vows you have to be responsible for his or her life? There you go. Nice. And would you like to complete and finish all vows you have to be responsible for their death? Thank you. Once those close, we're going to be able to release this. Would you like to release the burden of having to save them from every cell in your body? Feel that burden come off of every cell in your body, off your back, off your shoulders, off your head, everywhere. Good. Feel that. Now that's really big. It's really voluminous. Would you like to release the burden of having to heal them from every cell in your body? Okay, good. Just feel that leave. Watch it leave. Like bubbles almost from soda water. That's what I'm seeing. And it goes all the way up to God's light. Perfect. Would you like to release the burden of taking care of them from every cell in your body? Watch the same thing happening. Burdens carry so much weight with them. It's like an anvil on your shoulders or your back. So when you let go of these things, you can really feel the difference as you get up and you walk around and move around in your life. It's kind of cool. So would you like to release the burden of being responsible for this person's life from every cell in your body? All right. Good job. Nice. Okay. All right, it's almost out. Okay. Would you like to release the burden of being responsible for their death and get that out of every cell in your body? Nice. Remember, whatever part of this you feel, however small or however large, by saying yes, you're allowing God to come in and heal you from it. Good. Okay. Would you like to release all of this person's negative energy that you're still holding so that God can take it out of your body and out of your energy field now with grace and ease? Say yes out loud. Good going. Nice work. Okay. Just watch that leave your body. Okay. Now, would you like to release the resentment you have for this person based on your relationship with them? There we go. Nice. Okay. And would you like to know that you're safe without holding on to this resentment? And would you like to know how to live without resenting this person? And to know that you will always know who this person is without holding on to this resentment. There we go. Good work. All that goes together just to help lift that out of your kidneys. Okay. Now, here we go. Almost done. All right. Would you like to release the regret you have for this person based on your relationship? Could be about decisions you've made, about anything that you've done consciously or unconsciously in this relationship, or that this person has done. Okay. Would you like to know that you're safe without holding on to this regret? And would you like to know how to live without this regret from God's perspective? And know that you will always know who this person is from God's perspective without holding on to this regret. Good job. Here we go. And would you like to release the rejection you have for this person based on your relationship? Okay. And would you like to know that you are safe without holding on to this rejection? And would you like to know how to live without this rejection? Okay. It's just coming out of you. It's doing real well. Would you like to know that you will always know who this person is without holding on to this rejection? There you go. Good job. Would you like to release the rejection this person had for you based on your relationship? And to know that you are safe without holding on to their rejection of you? And would you like to know how to live without their rejection? Nice. And would you like to know that you are who you are from God's perspective without holding on to this rejection? There we go. And would you like to release the anger and the rage you have for this person based on your relationship? And know that you're safe without holding on to this anger and the rage. And to know that you will always know who this person is without holding on to this anger and rage. Good. And know how to live without your anger and rage towards this person. And to know who you are from God's perspective, living without the anger and rage towards this person. Good work. That was a big deal. Nice going. Okay. At this point in time, if you feel like you need to take a break, pause this and then resume when you're ready. If not, just continue. Would you like to have God's understanding on your role in this relationship and to know why you chose that role on a soul level? Good. And if this process of death was something that you witnessed over a period of time, would you like to get God's understanding on your reaction to that? Good, Joan. And would you like to get God's understanding on your participation in that process? And would you like to have God release the trauma from watching this person go through the process of dying and transitioning out of their body? There we go. And would you like to have God release the shock from watching this person go through the process of dying? Once again, feel like that steam coming off of your body. And if you were there when they died, would you like to let go of the trauma of witnessing their death? There we go. Or if you were in the room, you know, in the room, the room next door, you know, would you like to let go of the trauma of witnessing that through the next room? And would you like to let go of the shock from witnessing their death, from either being in the room or nearby? Those two are kind of catching up to each other here. There we go. All right, so that's coming out. And would you like God's truth on the belief? And remember, if you resonate with this, say yes. And if you don't resonate with this, you don't have to say yes. If only I had been there more often, things might have turned out differently. So let's give you God's truth on that belief if you had it. Like I said, if you didn't, you can still get God's truth on the belief, even though it's not yours, okay? All right, and would you like God's truth on the belief? If only I'd been there more often, it would have made this process easier for them. Let's give you God's truth on that. And would you like God's truth on the belief? And it's also sort of an exclamation that a lot of us have experienced before. When you say, God, take this disease away from them and give it to me, I can take it better than they can. Let's give you God's truth on that and what you're really doing when you say that. And show that it's possible for you to protect people without taking on any of their energy, including their disease. There we go. Nice job. Would you like to forgive yourself for your reaction if it fell short of your own expectations? Okay. Remember, letting go of the pain that you have caused yourself. There we go. And would you like to forgive yourself if your participation fell short of your own expectations? All right, good going. And would you like to heal the guilt you feel surrounding your reaction and participation in their process of dying? However large or small. There we go. And would you like to heal the guilt you feel surrounding your survival of their death? There we go. And would you like to let go of all of the guilt you feel around this process of their death? And know that you can live without this, and that you can love them without feeling guilty. And that it's easier to love them without feeling guilty. And let's give you God's definition of healthy love, so you can understand this and know what that feels like. And if you had not been able to be there when this person died, would you like God's understanding on that? All right, good going. And would you like God's understanding on the divine timing of this person's death? And if this person's death was sudden, would you like to get God's understanding on your reaction to that? And to get God's understanding on why this person died suddenly? Good. And would you like to release the trauma of learning about this person's sudden death? Just release that one. That's kind of a big one. If this happened. And would you like to release the shock of learning about this person's sudden death? That has a lot of energy to it. Think about it. A shock is electric. And it puts you out of your body very quickly. So let's just let that go. And would you like to have God do a healing on that? And remember, that's the exchange of the soul fragments between you and this person around this issue, so that you get yours back and they get theirs back, cleaned and washed. And would you like God's truth on the belief, if only I had been there, I could have prevented this person's death? Let's give you the truth on that. Okay. All right. Good work here. You're doing a lot of processing right now. Would you like God's understanding of the sadness you feel because of this person's death? Would you like God's understanding of the process of sadness that you're going through? And that it has a beginning and middle and an end to it? And that it's possible for this to have a beginning, middle, and end to it? And would you like to release this sadness you're feeling because of this person's death, however much you would like to let go of right now? Knowing that you love them and that it's okay. And would you like to exchange the soul fragments between you and this person because of the sadness and have them cleaned and washed by God? And would you like to know that you can love this person without holding on to the sadness you feel because of their death? And this is from God's perspective. And would you like to release the burden of this sadness out of all of your cells? Feel that leave. However much you want to let go of. There you go. And would you like to know that the more of this sadness you release, as time goes by, that the easier it will be for you to feel the presence of this person around you? Good job. It's just coming out of you. Just let it go. Just feel like you're this open book. Almost like the words, you know, on a page are floating off of you. And would you like God's understanding of the loneliness you feel because of this person's death? And would you like God's understanding of the process of loneliness that you're going through? And that it has a beginning, middle, and end to it. And would you like to know that it's possible for this to have a beginning, middle, and end to it? There you go. And would you like to release this loneliness you're feeling because of this person's death? And while this is going on, would you like to exchange the soul fragments between you and this person because of this loneliness? And would you like to know that you can love this person without holding on to the loneliness you feel because of their death? There we go. And would you like to release the burden of this loneliness out of all of yourselves? And know that the more of this loneliness that you release, as time goes by, the easier it's going to be for you to feel the presence of this person around you. Everything that you release out of your body is replaced with unconditional love from God. There are no empty spaces. There is just love here. Would you like God's understanding of the depression you feel because of this person's death? There we go. And would you like God's understanding of the process of depression that you're going through? And that it has a beginning, a middle, and an end to it. There you go. And that it's possible for this to have a beginning, middle, and end to it. And would you like to have God release the depression you're feeling because of this person's death? And exchange those soul fragments between you and this person because of this depression. And God wants you to know that you can love this person without holding on to the depression you feel because of their death. There you go. It's coming off of you. Would you like to release that burden of this depression out of all of your cells? Out of your energy field, everything. And send it to God's light. And would you like to know, from God's perspective, that the more of this depression that you release, as time goes by, the easier it will be for you to feel the presence of this person around you? Good job. Great job. Would you like God's definition of grief? And give you God's understanding of the grief you feel because of this person's death? Would you like God's understanding of the process of grief that you are going through, and that it has a beginning, middle, and end to it? And that it's possible for this grief to have a beginning, middle, and end to it? Good. Would you like to release the grief you're feeling because of this person's death? And would you like to exchange the soul fragments between you and this person because of this grief? And know that you can love this person without holding onto the grief you feel because of their death. And you can release the burden of this grief out of yourselves. Would you like to know that the more of this grief you release, the easier it will be for you to feel this presence of this amazing person around you? Great. It's coming out. We're going to do one more in this cycle. Would you like to have God's understanding on the helplessness you feel because of this person's death? However great or however small. Would you like to have God's understanding on being helpless and preventing this person's death? Good. Would you like to forgive yourself for being unable to prevent this person's death? And to let go of the regret you feel for being unable to prevent this person's death. And to let go of that self-resentment you feel for being unable to prevent their death. Just let that go. Let that regret go. It's all coming out. And let's have God heal this helplessness. There you go. And exchange those soul fragments with this person. Okay, we're turning the corner here, people. Here we go. You've done a lot of work here. And now we're getting into the process of acceptance here. And just watch this happen to yourself. Witness it, feel it. We'll give you God's definition of acceptance. And would you like to know what acceptance feels like? You're going to start noticing things that may have been heavy and intense during the rest of the session are going to start lightening up now, okay? Would you like to know that it's possible to be in acceptance of this death from God's perspective? There we go. And if you have the belief, if I accept this happened, then it'll hurt even more, would you like God's truth on that? Okay. And if you have this belief, if I accept that this happened, then I'll never get over it. Let's give you God's truth on that. And the last belief here is that I'll never get over this, ever. And would you like God's truth on that? Good. Okay. Good job. Would you like God's definition of self-support and know what self-support feels like? And would you like to know how to be self-supportive now and what that feels like? Feel that come in. This is self-support is a lot about the way you speak to yourself and allowing the right people to come in at the right time. It's really a little different than doing it all by yourself. And God's going to let you know the difference between that and self-support. Okay, good job. Would you like God's definition of compassion? And know what that feels like. Would you like to know how to have compassion for yourself? And know what that feels like. Would you like to know who you are from God's perspective, having compassion for yourself? And would you like to know how to allow others to support you during this process? And know what that feels like. There we go. And would you like to know how to allow in people who are capable of supporting you during this process? Good. And know what that feels like. And would you like to know that you're worthy of this type of support? And to know that you can be a strong person and allow others to help support you through this process. Good job. Would you like to release? Let's stop for a second. Let that go through. Okay. Would you like to release the grief that comes from being in acceptance of this death? And to know that it's possible to live your life without this grief after it has been fully processed by you. Okay? There you go. Would you like to know how to allow God to support you during this process? And know what that feels like. And to know that you're worthy of this type of support. Good going. Would you like to know that you can be a strong person and allow God to support you through this process? Would you like to be able to open up your energy field to communicate with this person? And to be able to notice signs or signals that indicate when your person is with you. Say yes. Would you like to know that you can call this person in by sending your thoughts out to him or her? Would you like to be able to feel his or her love and support for you from God's perspective? Good job. And would you like God's truth on the belief, if I move on, then it shows that he or she didn't mean anything to me? Okay, would you like to change that now? Good. Watch God change that belief. Here's the next one. If I move on, then it shows that he or she was not important to me. Let's give you God's truth on that. Good. And then if I stay in grief, then this proves my love for him or her. And let's give you God's truth on that. Good. All right. Would you like God's definition of moving forward with your life after this person's death? And would you like to know what that feels like? And would you like to know that God is helping you heal and move forward in your life? Good. And would you like to know your person is helping you heal and move forward in your life, if you allow it, if you allow them that privilege, that honor? And would you like to know that it's okay to move forward with your life without holding on to your grief about this death? And to know that you're honoring yourself and your person when you move forward with your life? And would you like to know that it's safe to move forward with your life when you're ready? Good. And would you like to know that healing is a form of moving forward with your life? And would you like to know how to unconditionally accept this person's death from God's perspective? And to know what that feels like? And would you like to know how to bring joy back into your life now from God's perspective? And know what that feels like? Just let that come in. Take a deep breath in. Exhale. Take another one in through your nose. Exhale. And take another one in. And exhale. Good. Would you like to know how to bring in contentment back into your life now from God's perspective? And know what that feels like? And would you like to know how to bring balance back into your life now from God's perspective? And we'll give you God's definition of balance. And know what that feels like. And would you like to know who you are from God's perspective with all of these changes in place? Just watch that go through you. Great. You did such a great job. Wow. You did so much today in this short amount of time. So now we're going to complete this healing with a body healing from God. So feel that energy just whoosh through your body. Wherever you feel blockages, feel God's light just whoosh it out. There you go. Wonderful. Wonderful. Wow. Great job. The session is complete. Give yourself a few minutes just to let it set in. And then I want you to get up and walk around so that you can fully integrate this work into your body. And please be aware that this energy is going to continue to process through your body and mind over the next several sleep cycles. It might even be longer. It might even be like 4 or 5. Know that it's common for more feelings and more beliefs to come up after a session. So for you to take care of this, just imagine them flowing out of the top of your head, like you have a garbage lid on the top of your head and it's lifting up, and then you just say goodbye to them and you see them leave. So you don't have to reanalyze anything. Thank you for taking the time to heal yourself. And if you're interested in learning more about theta healing, go to my website at www.thinktheta.com. Have a great day. Bye-bye now.